can't show you what? Hey there.
What just happened?
Hey, hey everyone. Welcome to the 3DOW podcast. My name is Alex.
This is Brian with a silent cough.
And not really that silent.
Is Degudi.
And today's topic is actually a pretty cool one, I think. We're talking about, well, the title of the topic is The Great Skate Debate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Skaters.
And you know what? You know what's funny is one of us of the 3DOT still does this. It's not really skating, but it is rollerblading.
It's heck very yeah. promising.
And it's Degudi,
his career is right? going to take off.
Degudi, no, that's no, you, right?
No. That is me. I still rollerblade a lot. I have my rollerblades in the back of my trunk.
Yeah.
So whenever I want to take him out.
He's very graceful.
Am I? Yeah.
I'll try to get a video of it and put it on the ground.
You know what's funny? Now. You know what's funny, though? The reason why we were talking about this topic of the show is because we were talking about, like, trying to find topics, and the 1990s came up.
Yes. And the 90s is always a good era to pick
Well,
from.
we did grow up on it, so we know the most about that.
Yeah. And one of the things that came up was, you know, one of the prominent things that Dave does is rollerblade. And like the 1990s, it was like swarming with people doing that. It was
not
all
just rollerblading; it's just like skating.
He's yeah, a right? blade runner.
Mm-hmm. So almost anything with wheels, like
and do you
scooters came out?
Yeah, razors. Things,
yeah,
right?
Razor scooters were like,
oh yeah,
the shit.
Do you do you find anyone else that you rollerblade with? You guys make eye contact or like?
Actually.
Yeah.
There was a guy from Ecuador. I was.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is a really random ass story.
Go on.
I was playing Pokemon Go.
And on your blades.
On my rollerblade. I was hatching eggs, and then I went down to Embarcadero just to go up and down the piers, just because then they have like the most Pokemon Pokestops and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I put my rollerblades on, and then some guy hella stopped me and he goes, "Hey, you over there?" And he had like some white and red rollerblades on, and I was like, "Hey!" Like I thought I knew this guy. I was like, "This guy knows me," and like he stuck his hand out and grabbed me, and we were like that weird. You know, we like accelerating at the same time in opposite directions.
Yeah.
So we circled around each other. That was weird.
So wait, are you telling me you guys kind of did the 101 Dalmatians meeting up? Like, where like
you the guys connected at the wheels, man.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like we spun around like twice, and we finally stopped. And then he goes, "Hey,"
while
and he was asking
soul.
Me. It was his guy. His, I forgot his name, but he was from Ecuador, and he wanted to look for a skate park. And it was all like, oh, man, the only ones I know is maybe, like, the one in Geneva.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, I didn't know anyone anywhere near Embarcadero. So I was like, oh, I don't know, man. It's like, I know a couple more, like, inward towards the city because that's where I live.
Yeah.
But not in this general area. I was like, oh, yeah, point me in direction. I'm all like, well, you can take BART and then take BART all the way down. But I feel like that's too far. Like, yeah. I don't know where you're staying. And it was, oh, okay. I was like, well, I know there's, like, a Golden Gate Park, like, over that direction. Maybe you can skate around
Where
there.
Where is this going? Did you take him out on a rollerblading date?
Oh, no. But then, yeah, that was just... yeah, I started ranting off over there, but whatever. But then, long story short, yeah, that guy, that was, like, one of the rare moments where I was rollerblading and another rollerblader kind of stopped me. Cause,
but in the daily, you know, weeks of you rollerblading, you're a lone blader.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm a little jealous because I've been waiting for my birthday rollerblades from you that were
pink
and
white. Did you promise him
me? I did not promise you rollerblades.
I've been leaving you. I've been leaving you occasional notes here and there in your socks.
What?
Yeah, but you're not checking them.
So. I hey,
you know
I
what?
If you want, so hey, I'm that guy. You gotta say what you want, man. I don't read between the lines very well.
Yeah,
I actually got blades for my 18th birthday, and then I never used them.
Where are they, and can I wear them?
No, you cannot, because I took off the wheels, and I gave it to our good friend, Ken, and he used it as a slider
oh,
for his
actually,
camera.
Oh, actually, I remember wearing those one
Really?
Time.
Yeah.
Those are
yeah.
from your... What?
Yeah. He doesn't use them anymore, but he used them for a fair amount of time.
Yeah, we had a doll. We made a dolly, like a huge dolly.
And those were when my rollerblades were used. And when I did one, there actually came a point where I was like, I'm going to put these on after, like, maybe a couple years after I got them. They didn't fit anymore, which is the reason why I gave the wheels away.
Yeah, I tried fitting him. I remember when you gave the rollerblades, I was like, this shit hurts.
Yeah, it's too tight on the feet.
The
gross. We'll never know what kind of blader I could have been.
What
probably a horrible one.
What are some of the shows during the 1990s that influenced
that kind of culture?
This movement, yeah.
Oh,
Oh, man.
There's a lot. Well,
for one, like, X Games, I think, was a huge one.
Yeah. Yeah. X Games, that was, that started a lot of things. Tony Hawk in general.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Even though it's, like, not rollerblading or whatever, but the kind of...
The skating...
Brink,
it's kind of like plotted into one area, like X Games, like skating, rollerblading, lugeing.
Lugeing's fun. If you don't know how to break,
yeah,
it's bad news.
Lugeing messes up the bottom of your shoes, yeah, man.
And I heard you whisper, Brian, you were talking about Rocket Power. What's Rocket Power for Rocket some folks who don't know what it is? Rocket Power was
a show in Nickelodeon in the late 90s about three kids who skated. Oh, they did everything, actually. They did all the extreme sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was about their lives and... all the struggles.
All the shenanigans.
Yeah, the shenanigans.
I'll tell you what, though. You know those fucking kids? They were so good at everything. Like, it made me realize, like, how little of a life I had.
Except for one.
The squid.
Right? Yeah. The squid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the character.
What was his name again?
There was Otto Rocket and his sister...
Reggie.
Yeah.
Regina.
And then Squid. And then there was the other one. He had a flat nose.
The dumb one.
The dumb one.
No, actually, the one that's like, he's hella down to do hella crazy ass. Like, well,
he's the kid that sounded like, all right, Rock. He's like, all right, Otto.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Oh, it's Twister.
Twister.
So it's Twister, Reggie, and then Squid is actually Sam. And Reggie always referred to Sam as Sam, never the Squid, but everyone else called him the Squid. Yeah.
Oh, small details.
Little known fact that he came from, I believe, Alabama, but
I remember but that.
The creators actually had him first as Nebraska, which is why he has an N on his shirt.
Ah, fun fact.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah,
Rocket Power.
You know so much.
I don't know why though, and I'm not even looking that up. I know that from the bottom of my head. Jesus Christ, it's just a weird thing.
You know what though? I think out of all the movies and shows that came out that time. And what really influenced us, or just really wanted to copy, was Brink, from Disney.
I also had a soft spot for Airborne. If people don't know what that is, it's where this new kid goes in. He's like he skates like in ice, and he's trying to make friends. And there's no hockey team because he's in California.
Oh, I slightly remember that.
Yeah, right. And the first day of school, the bullies picked on him. They wet all of the toilet paper, so he had to like. He was taking a shit.
Oh.
And then he had to walk home. So he was getting picked on. He kept getting picked on.
Right.
And then he resorted to rollerblading. And
he became really good at it.
And he became really good at it. And then he was like,
you can't touch me now.
And I think this was like a precursor for Brink. Like, you know, like bad guy, good guy. Like all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked Airborne a lot. Just because he jumped from like a like a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The most insane stunts.
Yeah, I mean, it's not spoiler alert at this point, but it's like he jumped off a bridge and like he landed.
I don't think I watched it on a truck. I might have watched clips of it. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's slowly coming back to me.
Yeah.
I think Brink was the one that probably, I was like, yeah. Because then at some point I stopped rollerblading for a little bit and then Brink came out. I remember like, I was like, dude, rollerblading's the shit again. But then everyone stuck with like skating, like.
I skated from middle school to my freshman year of high school, and I will admit that I was a 100% poser of a skater. All my friends did it, and I had friends that were actually sponsored by Low Key. Oh, that's Airborne. Great. Alex just showed us a picture of Airborne. But so when I started skating, my first board was a board from Toys R Us. It was a Dragon Ball Z board. Everybody knew when I brought it to school, like, that's not a real board. So I had to get a real board, waiting for my birthday to come up. And I got a board from my uncle and then shoes from my auntie. The board I got, for all you skater guys out there, I got World Industries deck with Spitfire wheels. Now,
that's the combo, dude.
It was the combo because I wanted to match the flames. The flame emblem was their, you know, mascot. But then all my skater friends were like, why didn't you get, you know, World Industry wheels with your World Industry board? Like, I don't know, I just wanted to match the wheels and the board. And then I got the best Vans shoes that was out in that year. Like, I got them to, you know, I wore them in school, and all my friends were like, oh, look, he's got the new Vans. He thinks he's good now. Oh, my goodness. And I wasn't that great. I knew how to do tricks. I knew how to do them, but I was afraid to land them. I would only stick it with one foot.
Have you hurt yourself before? Have you ever nut shot?
Close. I never did. I always washed my nuts. At one point, actually, I wore a cup. Yeah, because I don't want that thing to hit my balls, man. But I did bruise my shin a whole lot, and my ankle. I sprained my ankle a whole lot. Was it worth it? Sure. I guess I can tell my kids I used to skate. But your father sucked.
I mean, your father there's a difference between being a skater and knowing how to skateboard. Like, riding a skateboard is different than actually doing tricks, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, I was a good luger, like sliding.
But you said in other episodes you lost to Dave a lot.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You lost every single luging.
That luging. Oh, yeah, I lost every round. 14 rounds, to be exact.
I like going fast.
Yeah.
Which is also a problem.
You're freaking Toad, man. You're Toad compared to my Bowser ass. Yeah.
But yeah, I never really got into skateboarding. Because then, I don't know, it was not my jam. Like, I knew how to ride a skateboard, but I did not care about doing the tricks. And then people around me always did tricks. But I remember as a rollerblader, I was an idiot. I could tell you so many times where I hurt myself. Like, I have scars on scars.
What was the worst injury that you got from?
The worst injury is I was going so fast down this hill right over here, the one that curves around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going fast down, like, all the way at the top, and I hit a pebble. And then
And your size, that's like a boulder, right?
Yes. You asshole. So pretty much I hit it, and then I stopped myself in, like, you know, I didn't have any gear on.
Yeah.
So I pretty much scraped off, like, the palms, like, the skin on my palms.
Oh, I've scraped my palms.
Were, like, gone. Like, they're not gone, but they're, like, severely scratched up. And the side of my arm was all scratched up.
You know, when you scrape yourself, that pain doesn't really hit you right until you get them.
Yeah.
It's when you go home, wash up, put some alcohol on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing hurts, man.
I got into an injury before. Yeah. I was rollerblading.
So he did rollerblade.
Oh,
I did
rollerblade. This guy. Yeah. This guy's an athlete over here. Yeah.
Oh. Why do you think I'm waiting for my pink and white blades, man?
From Ecuador.
Yeah, from this Ecuador. This guy can do all the tricks.
So,
watch.
So you
actually
you
I do. Bladed. I did. I enjoyed rollerblading. I always wanted to do hockey. I was really into Mighty Ducks. D2 to be exact, because they had a
segment where they were blading in the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They were blading and they were playing street hockey. Blading, and the knuckle puck.
Yes.
As inefficient that really is in real life.
Very inefficient.
It's the most inefficient.
Tried it so much in elementary school. And yeah. I tell you, I don't know how he did it.
Yep. I liked rollerblading a lot. And then I was actually not too far off here, right across of my high school before I was around 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I was at the top of the hill and we were going down fast. I got a little bit of the itch, the need for speed.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so I was going down and I would stop myself with my foot brakes because, you know, that's what they have on rollerblades. Because
the heel brakes. Yeah.
The heel brakes. Yeah.
Oh, so you gotta push your heels. The heel brakes.
And to go faster, I had most rollerblades. They have two on both feet. Mm-hmm. But like the pro ones or mid pro ones, they have one on just one. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I took it off because I wanted to be like my brother. So I was going down and I started speeding really fast. And I look and I'm like, oh shit.
Was this pre-brink or post-brink?
This is post-brink, man. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going really, really, really fast.
This guy's trying to race.
There's 5 seconds of me going really fast. And I say the first 2 seconds was I'm going really fast. By the third second, I was like, I can't stop. So
I have an idea where this is going.
Yeah, I put my foot down and I'm like, where can I stop? And I look at my house, right, which is the only house that has a side part of the house because we're living in the city.
Uh-huh.
So my idea is, okay, if I put my hands out, right, and I just with all my might, I slowly break down and I use my hands and I stop and hit the side of the wall of my house. Well, I kept going fast and my brakes didn't stop enough, so I hit the side of my house with full force. And I knocked out. Like, I was out for a
knocked yourself
was
out?
Was anyone in the house when you hit
was it the... a dook?
Well, it was an in-law. So it was there was a bunch of kids that we were playing with. And then I kind of all I remember is fading into like consciousness again.
You went vertigo.
Were you on the ground?
And yeah, I was on the ground. Yeah.
Oh.
And I saw like six kids just looking at me. Like, they're like, I'm pretty sure this guy's dead. And my face was bruised all on my right side.
Oh my God.
My mom, she went, my fucking mom, she was so mad at me. Like I came home, my mom was like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "Mom, I hit the side of the house." She's like, "What?"
Isn't it kind of crazy how when we were younger and we would, well, for me, and I think Alex, you know, when you get hurt and your parents see it, instead of like giving empathy,
they get mad at you. Hell yeah.
The worst thing that I think when you do things like that is when your parent says, "How?"
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, if I knew how, I wouldn't have gotten hurt, Mom. Like, like why the fuck are you asking me how? I don't know how. Like, life fucking happened. Like, yeah. You want me to fix it for you? I can't do that. Oh, fucking man. How.
Like, whatever, you know what? Like, you did it on purpose?
Yeah. Or, like, this is just my whole life. I'm just probably venting right now. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, how'd you lose your wallet? I don't know how fucking how, Dad.
Huh? If Vine was created back then, I can just see a loop of Alex going really fast into a house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It was in those seconds he knew he messed up.
It was bad.
That could have gone viral, man.
Yeah. It probably would have. Yeah, so that was when I was really going fast.
So you got someone that hurt themselves really bad, and then you have this guy.
And you had a magic moment with some random dude in Ecuador.
Had a magic moment with some Ecuadorian guy.
Really quick, though, before we wrap up our show.
Yeah.
Since we were talking about 90 shows earlier, would you be a X-Blader, which is the antagonist team,
the enemies
in from Brink. In Brink,
and doing it for the money,
or Team Puppin' Zeds,
okay.
The underdog, but the guys who were
free skaters
or no
soul skaters.
Wow.
Whoa,
you said it the whole show.
I was saying
and
it.
The moment I gave you your chance, your shining moment, you're like, he gets. Free skaters.
Shut up, dude.
And this is the guy who blades.
Holy moly. Still.
Soul skaters. There's nothing you can do.
I don't know, man. Are you a soul skater?
Does it look like a UX blader? well, let me go. Back when I first saw it, kid you not, I think X Blades was cool because when Brink joined on, he got paid $100. Within like a 30-minute trial, and what the manager of Team X Blade was like, "Here's $100," and I'm like, "Whoa, he cashed in so fast."
Yeah.
But my answer is different now because I want to be with Gabriella, so I'd be in.
Do you mean Taina Vidal?
Yeah. As you guys know, I have a thing for Latinas, man. Gabriella was fine. I would go. I would like to soul skate with that soul for sure.
You're disgusting, man.
What the heck is
every
that?
Every show.
I just said I want a soul skate with that soul. For once, I'll try to be clean. You, golly.
Okay,
for
fine. Once. Okay, yeah, that's
Gabriella, right. Baby.
That is fair.
This guy, send him to the grocery store because you know what he's eating. What would you be, Dave?
Me? Yeah. I'm going on the opposite of that.
Okay.
When I was younger, when I didn't have any worries of the world, I would have been Team Puppin' Sons.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to worry about life. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
But if I had the skills and the ability to join Team X-Blades, easy, hands down.
Easy.
I'd do it for the money.
Damn.
Easy. I'd give that all up, man.
I kind of knew it. Kind of knew you'd go that way.
For me, actually, I was consistent. I always thought that Brink was more of a tragedy movie, and I believed in X-Blades all the way.
Wow. Yeah. Two X-Blades, one Puppin' Suds over here?
Well, you were always, like, for me, it was like, I was unwavering. I was like, wanted to be sponsored by K2. Uh-huh. I wanted to get Bauer to sponsor me. I literally, like, had a friend who was sponsored by K2. And then he ended up doing BMX now. Now he's actually sponsored.
Oh.
And he's a part of baygame.com.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. He's doing his thing. But that being said, I've always wanted to be sponsored. I was always really into that. The black and yellow to me matched more. Yeah. Like it was dope, you know.
I thought it was crazy that Brink was getting away with being an imposter while he was double dipping. He was skating with Team X-Blades and he was skating with Team Puppin' Side.
Yeah,
and then he got caught up, and then it was like the most awkward scene. It's like you messed up, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Basically, Brink was Rogue One.
Brink was Rogue One. Oh man. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys have any interest or any connection stories with Brink or Rocket Power or Airborne, let us know.
Tell us your skating story.
Or, yeah, if you've skated.
If you hurt yourself or you got something funny to a nut shot maybe.
Really quick to end it, who would you be? Would you be a squid or would you be a part of the Rocket Power crew? I mean, I know like Sam was a part of it. Really quick.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be Rockle. I wanted to be Auto Rocket, but I was never that good. So I was definitely a Sam for sure.
I actually wanted to be Twister.
I was a
but
squid.
That's because he was like, but also he was dyslexic. So I resonated with him because I always had trouble at school.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I'd be a Reggie.
Yeah.
Regina.
Yeah. Regina. Reggie.
Regina.
Yeah. Regina.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd totally be her. Like I'm down to have fun, but responsibly.
Yeah, she was always like the voice of reason.
She was the voice of reason.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was all like Twister and Otto would be all like, yeah, let's bomb this.
Yeah.
Let's bomb this hill. And we're all like,
no, guys.
Hold on, guys. Yeah. Let's make sure that the tar is dry or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And for Mighty Ducks, would you be Charlie or Adam Banks?
You know, I'll tell you what, man.
Adam Banks is the rich boy.
Yeah, I'll make it real short. Adam Banks was sick. He was a sick. He was clutch. So, but I did like Charlie's captain mentality. But I think Adam for sure.
I'd go Charlie.
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 Fuck that! I'm gonna hit a swerve. I'm Goldberg. No. I'm kidding.
Hey,
I'm
man,
kidding.
Goldberg was clutch in D3.
He hit the
only goal against the varsity.
No, I would be Charlie Conway. It's just that whole, like, Rough City Kid kind of raw untapped talent. I like.
That was a good trilogy.
Yeah, so that's our show.
Thanks for listening, guys, to the 3-Dot Podcast. Find us on Podomatic and iTunes. This is Brian with a silent E.
This
is Goody. This is Alex with the 3-Dot Podcast.
This is a conversation.
Bye.
Bye.